The six questions are really to do with the fundamentals of irrigation. One is your soil. What soil type do you have? And related to that is fill capacity, wilting point, and hydraulic conductivity. Those are really key in how much moisture your soil can hold. Obviously, the better your soil, the more water you're going to hold, and the better your irrigation practices can be, particularly when you're trying to keep the nutrients from leaching. One of the other key questions is how deep is your irrigation, is your root zone? And that has to do with the soil as well, but it mostly from the water table point of view. You have ridge soils and you have flatwood soils. You need to understand what you have and how deep or how shallow, I should say, your root zone is depends on how shallow your water table is during the rainy season. When the water table comes up and during the rainy season, it'll prune the roots, keep them to a limited space. Then when the water table goes back down, it just can't grow into that area fast enough. So you're very limited in your root zone. Those two things put together will determine where your root zone is and how much water you need to apply and how often you need to apply. And those are the other two questions of the six. Is how often and how much. And there are various techniques, anywhere from soil moisture sensors to ET calculations, that will tell you that.
Many of these questions aimed at making sure you're getting your water and nutrients where they're needed, correct?
That's right. That's the whole goal, is how do I maintain the nutrients in the root zone? You don't want to leach the fertilizer below the root zone, particularly if you're using soluble fertilizer. If you're only applying three or four times a year, the last thing you want to do is, in the next irrigation or two, drive all that fertilizer below the root zone, because then you're not benefiting the tree at all, and you're potentially causing an environmental problem. So the two go hand in hand. You have to have your nutrients on at the right time, in the right amount, preferably in a large number of applications, and put in the right amount of water so that you're not putting the nutrients below the root zone.
And you think evapotranspiration scheduling is one of the better ways to do citrus scheduling, correct?
It's one of the better ways. The best way is actually with very good soil moisture sensors. There's not a better way of doing it. The unfortunate thing with very large groves, you have to have an extremely large number of sensors to be able to irrigate properly with the information from the sensors. So what I'm saying is that most growers should use a small number of moisture sensors to kind of judge their irrigation, but to actually schedule the irrigation, they would use ET. And you can use the reference ET from FON or other weather stations. Calculate the crop ET using proper crop coefficients for the time of year, and you should be able to estimate how much water is being taken from the soil. Then you would use the soil moisture sensors to confirm the model, the ET model, and how much water is being taken out. But you could use the ET model for a very large number of irrigation zones, whereas you couldn't put enough sensors to have one in every zone.
Any other topics you'd like to discuss regarding citrus irrigation?
We're going to receive more pressure from water demand as populations in Florida continue to increase and probably increase more rapidly in the future. We're going to have less water allocated to agriculture. We're going to have to be able to use that water more efficiently and more effectively.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.